Today's show is brought to you by the number one on your microwave. Does pushing it give you 1 second or 1 minute? It's never not a surprise.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than 1 million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this script.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
What day is it today?
It's Wednesday.
Jesus, it's only Wednesday?
Get some coffee.
You woke me up.
Definitely need my coffee.
You know what I really need?
What?
What do you need?
Caffeinated bacon.
Genius.
I can get behind that.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let's light this candle.
You know what time it is?
What is it?
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? Well, we have 1.21 gigawatts of power, and we jam it right into Alexa. We also have to enable the skill. You do that. You simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that, you want to listen to our live show or our feature channel on the Alexa device. You can do that very easily just by saying Alexa Play Radio 434. It's so easy. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say Alexa Play The Mike Show VA Podcast. And she will. You can search The Mike Show VA Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes, just chock full of goodness for ye. All right, we also do a video simulcast of the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, I think I got all the ways that you can reach us. And you can search The Mike Show VA. You can use that. It's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. That's for all of our social media, by the way. That's for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, MySpace, X, Twitter, wherever you happen to be. We are we're not on the TikTok though. I'm sorry. I'm elderly, okay, and elderly folks. I know there are probably many elderly folks that are on the TikTok, but I personally I haven't gotten into it, and I'm not familiar enough with it. What are vines? Yeah, okay, yeah. See, elderly. So I'm gonna stick with what I know. And that's where you can find us. Oh, and by the way, we do have a brand new app that is coming out in this month, July, August-ish, in and around there. And it will feature all of our content. I mean all of our content in one place. So, you know, when that drops, we'll tell you more about that. And then, you know, if you still want to watch us on Facebook Live, if that's your preference, you can still do that, right? And if you still want to listen to us on Spotify, well, you can do that. And if you want to go to our website, radio434.com, and just click the play button, you can do that, too. However you want to do it. we're not going to judge, all right? But just, you know, program note and tech note, the new app will feature all of our content in one place, the live feature channel, the live show when we're live, the podcast when we're not live or anytime. You know, you just want to hit up the podcast. There'll be links right on the app, and even our video content. Not just the show video content, but video content like our mic'd up pop-up concert series and test drive interviews with Three Roads, or with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. No, I got it backwards. Opposite. Take two. Our test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, those will be available right on the app, as well as our mic'd up pop-up concert series, the Radio 434 concert series, and many, many other things that are yet to come. All right, Wednesday edition, and things, well, our world is a little topsy-turvy because Megan Huffman is joining us today. From Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We have guests that could only make it today, so we shifted them up the spectrum to today. Speaking of things technical and spectrum-y, did you know, well, I mean, I don't know if this is 100%, but I guess here's the question. Is today really the shortest day in history? Okay, there's stuff, a bunch of websites are reporting that today could be the shortest day in history, so we're gonna delve into this and find out why. And then we also have our top list, top things you should schedule to do today since it's the shortest day in history. That's all on the way. Let's do this portion of our broadcast. Well, of course, we've got your five random facts, and we've got your stupid criminals, and we've got the news and not headline news and all that kind of stuff. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Earth is spinning slightly faster, making July 9th, July 22nd, and August 5th up to 1.5 milliseconds shorter. At this rate, we will have a 25-hour day in just 200 million years. So if you are running late, congratulations. You're technically early by a fraction of a blink. Now go enjoy your extra micro nap.
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. Yeah. So according to scientists, and, you know, we love science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. The rotation of the Earth speeds up and slows down depending on a few things. And the biggest factor is how far away the moon is. The good news is if you're having a rough one, today will be 1.3 milliseconds shorter than normal. Now, that's just over 1/1000th of a second. You probably won't have to experience, right? The bad news is you won't notice, and it's not actually a record. The Daily Mail, dailymail.com, went full clickbait with their headline, calling it the shortest day in history. But according to calculations, it won't even be the shortest day of 2025. July 22nd will be 1.38 milliseconds shorter than normal. August 5th will be the shortest day of the year at 1.5 milliseconds, just shy of a full 24 hours. There's an outside chance the Earth spins slightly faster than expected today, but the shortest day ever recorded was last year, July 5th, 2024, with 1.66 milliseconds shorter than normal. It was a good day for it. Everyone was nursing a 4th of July hangover, right? Well, anyway, nerd alert, 1.66 is just the record since we started keeping track of this stuff with the atomic clocks in the 1970s. Billions of years ago, experts think the average day was only 19 hours long because the moon was closer. Okay, so that brings us to our top list. With today reportedly being one of the shortest days in the history of time. In other words, it's the perfect day to do all those mind-numbing tasks you never wanted to waste a single regular day on. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top things you should schedule to do today since it's the shortest day of the year. All right, here we go. Number one, take your kid to Disneyland. Okay, honey, look at the time. Tell Tinkerbell bye-bye. There we go. Top things you should do today since it's the shortest day of the year. Avoid carbs. You can go a day without a cupcake, right? No, my bad. Moving on. Top things you should schedule to do today since it's the shortest day of the year. Invite the in-laws over. They'll be too busy criticizing every aspect of your house, clothing, and child rearing to notice that you timed their visit on the history's very shortest day. That's one of them. Observe Dry Wednesday. Yeah, we know it's not a thing, but do you want to avoid booze altogether on a real day? Right? Top things you should schedule to do today, since it's the shortest day in history. Actually, give a damn at work. If you won't give us the carbs, you can at least try this for a day. Top things you should schedule to do today, since it's the shortest day in history. Volunteer at your local soup kitchen. Remember to take lots of selfies in lots of different shirts so you can post them lots of different days throughout the year and not look like a superficial opportunist, which you are. Good Lord. Who wrote this? It's The Mike Show. Please, volunteer. That's my advice. Whatever day. Volunteer on the longest day of the year. All right, coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Every time you choose Earthright, you're keeping your dollars right here in Virginia. That means more local jobs, more local investments, and more energy independence for our neighbors. We hire local. We shop local. We give back local because we are local. Let's grow together with a power that works for us, not some out-of-state company.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the Bee or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBeeHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Several websites are reporting that today will be one of the shortest days in history due to the Earth's rotation. If you want to make it last longer, just watch golf. Shoppers are expected to pay nearly $24 billion during the 4 days of Amazon Prime Day. If my calculations are correct, that's enough to pay for Jeff Bezos' next 3 weddings. Timothée Chalamet shaved his head for the next Dune movie. And somehow the top of his head still has more hair than his mustache. And bacon-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch is now for sale. Not to be outdone, Cheerios now includes rocks of black tar heroin. This is not Headline News.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. I'm so happy you could join us on the Wednesday edition. All right. A new poll on shift workers found that the happiest hourly job you can have is working at a weed or vape store. That's a shocker. If you're working at a weed store and you're not happy, you're obviously not doing it right. 92% of weed and vape store employees feel good or amazing about their job. The average, the national average across all hourly jobs was 78%. Seems high. Here are the 5 hourly jobs with the highest job satisfaction. Let's do it from the bottom up. Gyms at 89%. Dentist's office. It must be the gas. 90%. Cafes and coffee shops. 90%. Catering, 91%. And this. Okay, so that was the national average, but this was national average across all hourly jobs. Okay, so 92% was weed or vape stores, they feel good or amazing about their job. Hourly employees at community centers, sit-down restaurants, and gun shops also ranked high in job satisfaction. At the other end of the list, hourly employees at pharmacies are the most likely to feel stressed or frustrated by their job. The rest of the bottom 5 are postal workers, Amazon drivers, people at veterinary clinics, hourly workers at doctor's offices, and other hourly jobs in healthcare. Those jobs rank lower because they tend to be more draining, both physically and emotionally. So burnout creeps in. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get smart. We got your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, if these folks don't rank almost as high as a weed store, I don't know what other hourly job I would want other than what I do now. But Jersey Mike Subs has got to rank pretty high.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of 3 can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Nintendo released the Game Boy in 1989, but the company, Nintendo, had been around since 1889 when it produced Japanese playing cards.
Hello.
Hi. Number two, three of the first five countries to send someone to space are no longer countries. The USSR, Czechoslovakia, and East Germany. The other two countries are the US, of course, and Poland. Number three, Freddie Mercury signed off on the Wayne's World scene where the guys sing along to Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought he had passed away before that movie was made, but according to this, he was on his deathbed, and he loved it. He approved it. Number four, the next time there will be a full moon on Friday the 13th is in August of 2049. And then number five, Gatorade created an alcoholic mix of their lemon-lime flavor and beer called Hoppin' Gator in 1969. They quickly pulled it off the market, though, because it tanked. And those are your five random facts. It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. The Mike Show coming up. We've got the Audio Vault, as mentioned, and also we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Doc News. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly.
Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. And that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. We moved the segment to Wednesday to accommodate, and we're very, very happy to. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest. And now Wednesday. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, good morning. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a few weeks with summer travels, and I'm grateful to be back with you. And today we have both our summer intern, Savannah Hicks, and also Bucky Adebayo, who is the executive director of Generations in Greatness, which is a relatively new nonprofit organization in our community that's making a big impact for youth. And we're really excited to share about their mission today, as well as an event that's coming up this weekend that they're eager to invite the community to.
Very, very cool. And Bucky, as mentioned in the virtual green room, I have to celebrate you and your incredible background. This is the best background ever on this series of programs. Our guests usually they don't take the time to design a custom graphic and background. And you did, and this is phenomenal. Check this out. This is wonderful. Bucky, thank you so much for joining us and taking time today. We really appreciate it. So let's talk about your organization. Let's talk about when it was founded and who was involved and why.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you for complimenting my background. So we had started out in 2022 as part of the ministry of a church. Okay. And this was in response to COVID. You know, we had just come out of COVID. Kids were struggling. But before COVID in 2019, Dr. Coleman, which unfortunately he's still trying to get on, he's a very passionate person when it comes to children, when it comes to education. And at that time, he was the chair of the Lynchburg City School Board. Okay. And he was always looking for ways to help students, ways to help students close the achievement gap, help with students who were struggling with behavioral issues. So he was so passionate about it. And at that time, I was also the children and youth ministry director for his church, Providence Transformation Church International. And we were looking at what do we do? How do we engage the community? How do we serve beyond the four walls of the church? And then COVID hit in 2020. And I also had a personal experience in 2020 with my two-year-old at that time. And it just was very important that we were able to navigate the struggles with my son, and everything came out perfectly. But in that time, when my family was trying to see how can we help my son, I had to do a lot of research. I had to leverage on a lot of resources, friends, community members that I knew who had the skills to help us, to help my son. And after we got past my son, I thought to myself, there are a lot of other kids out there who struggled like my son and who never got help early and then end up not doing well in their future life. And as a result, Dr. Coleman and I and some members of the church at that time then thought it was important for us to add to our children and youth ministry education intervention and behavioral intervention for kids in the school system. So in 2022, we became partners in education with the Lynchburg City Schools, and we began to serve the elementary schools. At that time, we served Perrymont Elementary School and TC Miller. At Perrymont, we had a mentoring program where we had students from Virginia University of Lynchburg. Their football team would go into the school, into Perrymont, and mentor the young boys. And then we also started a weekend tutorial program with students from TC Miller. And that grew really fast. And so in 2023, we decided that if we were going to expand our reach, because we're a church that's we're limited, because this was part of a children's ministry, we're limited in some of the things that we can do since we're working with a public system. And in 2023, we decided to become a nonprofit, and we started the process in 2023. And in 2024, we became approved by the IRS to operate as a nonprofit. And we're not a faith-based nonprofit, even though we came out of a church. So we're non-faith-based, and we're a separate entity from the church. And so that's how we became a nonprofit in 2024, in May of 2024. And then we added one more school to our list of, to the list of schools we served, and that was Therrington Elementary School. And we set up an education intervention center inside the school. And we had 29 students actually enroll for the program. And that program ran the entire school year and just ended at the end of the school year. We also continued with our weekend tutorial program, which also expanded. We had more students from TC Miller, and we had students from other schools within the Lynchburg City Schools also attend, because the weekend tutorial program is open to all kids in Lynchburg. It doesn't matter if they're in Lynchburg City Schools or if they're in Campbell County or Bedford County. So that's open. So we also had more kids come into that program as well. And we were not able to do as much with our mentoring program because we just didn't have the resources this past school year. But we hope to pick that up, pick that back up next school year. So we mainly focused on education intervention in the last 1 year. And we focus on reading and math because that's the area that students usually struggle in. And once they're able to get a hang of their reading, a hang of their maths, it builds their confidence even in other subjects. So that's why we focus on that. We also, our approach is high dosage. It's an evidence-based approach to tutoring. So it's one-on-one, it's very intense, it's consistent, and the student works with just one tutor mainly for the entire period. We tried to just do a general kind of tutoring in the fall of last year, but we discovered that it wasn't helping the kids. So we had to do a little bit of research to see what was going to be helpful. We wanted to actually see results. And so stumbled on high dosage, tried it out this semester. It was highly effective. In our weekend tutorial program, about 85% of wow. our students who were reading below grade level by the end of the semester were reading at grade level.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, so. That is a great outcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's a tremendous outcome. And you have an upcoming event.
Yes.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
So it's our official coming out event to say, hey, Lynchburg, we're here, and to invite community leaders, business leaders, other nonprofit leaders, and just anyone who is passionate about children and building families and seeing healthy families grow in the Lynchburg area. And so it's an event for just anyone who is passionate about what we do, who shares in, you know, our vision and our mission. And it's to say, we're here in Lynchburg. This is who we are. This is what we've been doing. And to invite people to come up on the train and join us in building healthy families for generational greatness.
Very, very cool. Where is the event held?
So it's going to be on July the 12th. And the address is... I'm not sure. Is the address right here? Okay, it's Minting Drive, I think. Yes. Let me see. If you can pull up the other page of the flyer.
Oh, sorry.
It should be there. And it's not. It's the house of one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
And yes, he's got a beautiful house. And so it can accommodate, you know, a lot of people. So
Absolutely.
He opened up his house to be used, because we also want to incorporate that family, you know, kind of thing in it. And so having it in the house rather than maybe in a restaurant, or it just makes that, we just felt that it would make that message stronger, that we are focused on building healthy families, and that healthy families is really important
I found it.
Okay, great. Yes, that, yes, Manteen Drive, 3610 Manteen Drive, Lynchburg.
And we will link that up on this broadcast.
Okay,
and share that information. It sounds like your program and your nonprofit was born not only out of necessity but out of a lot of struggle. A lot of folks and a lot of organizations really struggled during 2020, and to see that yours has grown and grown and grown, that's just a testament to the hard work that you put into it.
Thank you. It's not been easy. But we just keep pressing. And I always say that whenever I see one of our students mm-hmm. move from, you know, where they are, the point they are to, and make progress, it gladdens my heart. And that's why I wake up every morning and I do this over and over again. That's why we do what we do, because
absolutely,
the kids are, they give us that energy.
And I've told Bucky that, you know, they've got the recipe figured out if they're getting 85% outcomes. And so many people in the community want to help uplift students and serve students. And so really their barrier right now is funding and resources. They have the, you know, the recipe, the program, the access, the students, and really it's funding. So that's what where awareness comes in. So coming on the radio and, you know, being in newsletters and marketing and telling people their story is what's going to open up the opportunity for more partnerships. So we're excited at Share to be a platform that can highlight new organizations and share the story of those who are building and meeting new needs in the community, or meeting unmet needs, I should say. Pockets in our community that are underserved or, you know, need a little more support. And this is an example of one of those. So we're delighted to feature Generations in Greatness on the Share platform and also in this Thursday's newsletter to talk about both the programmatic aspects of what they do, but also their event on the 12th. So we look forward to sharing that story a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations on your success, and looking forward to hearing about more success. Do you need anything beyond funding? Do you need volunteers, or do you need folks that can help out?
Yes, we need a lot of volunteers. We have been blessed to have the football team at VUL support us whenever they're not in season and their students are around. We've had that. We've been blessed to have LU, Liberty University, through the CISA program. We've been blessed to have so many CISAs come to volunteer, and they love it. So they tell their friends about it. And then we've also been blessed to have some community members who get to hear about us and are passionate about helping children also come. But, you know, people have their lives, they have work, and our program, mostly we get help on Saturdays, because Saturdays, some people don't go to work, and so they can use that to volunteer their time. Our Saturday tutorial program runs from 10 a.m. to noon, so people can offer two hours of their time. But during the week, because with our weekly tutoring program, we go from Mondays to Thursdays at one of our intervention center, which is Darrington, and then at Paramount, we go on Fridays. So 5 days a week, we are in a school. Helping our kids. And that's where we usually have the most challenge, because people are at work or people are just getting off work, and then having to go and spend another hour and a half or something helping a student out when they just want to go home to their families. So one of the things that we need the most is tutors and mentors.
Okay.
So.
Well, we will link this up, and you can also on the SHARE platform, you can learn about volunteer opportunities like this. You can sign up for volunteer opportunities and learn about not just Generations in Greatness, but you can learn about all the nonprofit organizations that are on the SHARE platform. Megan, how are things going with SHARE and with the foundation?
Great. Yeah, the foundation is kind of in its summer season right now, post grant distribution in spring, and just preparing for our annual report and youth development committee, going forward for the fall. So it's in the prep mode right now. SHARE is continuing with our monthly programming. We actually have our Lunch and Learn for this month today. It's going to be at the Community Access Network, and anyone is welcome to still join us today at noon. And we always learn about the different organizations and have some fellowship time, and then have a presentation and a tour by the organization. We do that every month. And we continue with our programming, our Executive Director Leadership series next month, with topicals that affect many different organizations. So that'll come up next month. And you can always access our page for volunteer opportunities. I've seen quite a few come through in the last week for different organizations. We typically have around 100. Looks like right now we have about 91 volunteer opportunities coming through the platform to get involved with, as well as many different events and programs coming up. Another big event I should mention we have this month is the Nonprofit Summit, and it's put on by the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. If you scroll down, I believe it's featured at the bottom of the page, but I guess the Lunch and Learn, I need to add the summit, but it's at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance, and we are expecting about 150 nonprofit professionals to come from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on July 30th, and we have breakout sessions, keynote speakers, panels talking about sustainability through funding, ups and downs, as well as marketing and retention of employees and sustaining your energy, and just it's really about thriving. And we're trying to help provide nonprofits with a little pause to kind of think about the big picture and connect with one another. So as of Monday, I know we had 111 registrants so far, and that number continues to climb. And we are excited. I serve on a committee to help plan that summit, and I'm planning a panel for the summit. So I really enjoy being part of that. And it's going to be held at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance this year. Okay. So that's all in our newsletter and can be found on our website, the LRBA website, and all that. So
that is fantastic. SHARE Greater Lynchburg has 189 nonprofit organizations listed, and all kinds of ways that you can help. First off, you can find a nonprofit that is more in line with what your goals are. You can volunteer, you can attend events, you can even shop for these organizations on the SHARE platform. If you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, you can learn more. And if you're part of a nonprofit that's not on the SHARE platform, it's free. So get on there. It's a great way for folks to learn more and to search for nonprofit organizations within our area, within the Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. You can learn more and then click on their links and then learn more about that organization and connect right there. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Really appreciate hearing about your organization, Bucky, and love that background. Man, thank you again. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show Wednesday edition coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from SHARE Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Did that.
Oh, we're going to
directly to viral videos. Want a better chance at landing a job? Well, TikToker Noah Reddy says, just make up stuff on your resume. Be your own references. Here he is.
Not one word on my resume is true. And I'm killing these interviews because I'm just Johnny Ham checking my way through everything. I Googled a few terms and I'm just throwing them out there. I was like, yeah, I exceeded OTEs by 25%, retaining customer growth. I had one guy, I said I worked a sales development representative at Prime 7 Real Estate. And he took one look at my resume and he goes, Prime 7's a really good company. I made it up. It's not even real. That's how stupid these people are. And you go, oh, I don't get it. I have a good resume. I'm losing to people. You're losing to people like me. Who are making up.
Oh, man. All right. Another viral video. Here's a question for your parents. For you parents, not your parents. Here's a question for parents. Take two. Here's a question for you parents. If you're on a long trip with your kids, how much screen time should they have? Here's one dad telling his wife how much his kids can have during a 10-hour road trip.
It's 10 hours. They can do all 10 hours of it.
There you go. All right. That's for stupid criminals. Skip that. That's for stupid criminals. What is this? Do you remember that guy, that Billy McFarlane, fire festival scammer? He did an Instagram walk and talk and is giving you the chance to own the brand by being the highest bidder on eBay. Let's hear him out. But keep in mind, he spent almost 4 years in prison when the original Firefest went bust.
Through all the noise, the chaos, the hype, and the craziness, Fire has had over 32 billion impressions online since 2017. Whoever owns the Fire brand will have an attention engine to launch festivals, do merch collabs, do insane pop-ups, run live streams, or build a media brand. The overall Fire brand, that's up for auction. But see who wants to smoke.
Uh-huh. Okay, as of last night, bidding on eBay was $200,000. There's still 6 days left. Good Lord. What is this? On the first episode of Lie Detector, Truth or Deception, they asked Gary Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Price, if she had anything to do with the fall that led to Gary's death in 2010. She didn't do too well in clearing herself of suspicion, I guess.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
I asked you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception regarding Gary's fall.
That's false.
Okay. We'll see. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. How do you feel about online shopping reviews? Well, here's comedian Beth Stelling on what she thinks.
I love women. I hate what we do in review sections. I do a lot of online shopping to feel whole, and I order many, many items. I read a ton of reviews because I'm very careful when I waste my time. And I will be on Bloomingdale's.com looking at some inordinately expensive t-shirt where a woman has written a review that says, I'm 5'1", 90 pounds, and swimming in a small. It's like, We get it. You've never broken a chair. Okay. Just say it runs large, okay? We don't need your stats, Nina. So after this woman called me fat on the internet, I retaliated, and I wrote my own review of the same t-shirt without having purchased it. And my review, I wrote, I'm 5'9". I graduated magna cum laude. I have a really big one bedroom, and I don't weigh myself. Post. 43 people found that helpful.
Nice. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, give it a tug. Let's see what comes out. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast, why does the banner say it's 5 random facts? Why? Because I probably didn't change the banner. But that's, we're at the end of the segment now. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh yeah, hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. All right. There's one here that's not a criminal, but it's stupid. So we're gonna read that one next. Have you ever gone all out on your birthday? Maybe it was your 21st. Well, this guy chose his 27th. Or no, check that. Take three. This guy chose... I'm dyslexic, okay? Take four. Have you ever gone all out on your birthday? Maybe it's your 21st. This guy chose his 57th birthday and really did it up. A man in Key West, Florida named Jonathan Winslow. Hello, I'm Jonathan Winslow. He's facing charges after he celebrated his birthday last Friday by doing meth, stealing a trolley, and driving around town picking up tourists. There's a famous trolley in Key West called the Conch Tour Train. It looks like an old-timey train. It does 60-minute tours. It's been operating since 1958. Jonathan showed up at the station at 11:30 a.m. last Friday, which was also the 4th of July. He left his Kia out back with the engine running and rock music blasting on the radio. He told an employee he used to work there and asked if he could take a look at one of the trains. It's not clear if he actually ever worked there or not. Then he hopped in one of the trolleys and took off, leaving the employee confused. They thought maybe he had permission to take it, but he didn't. Police eventually found him on the other side of town at the famous southernmost point buoy. He had driven at least a mile and picked up several passengers. When they told him he was being arrested, he said it was his birthday, and he claimed he was just borrowing the trolley. They said he was speaking fast, like he was on something. They searched him at intake and found a pipe in his pocket. He claimed it was for weed, but it was a meth pipe. He's facing charges for burglary, grand theft auto, possession of drug paraphernalia. I got to look at his... Okay, I rarely ever do this, but I'm going to show you his mugshot. There he is. let's see. Do we have sound on this? I think...
It was my birthday. I was very drunk.
Okay. What else? Do we have another one? Oh, yeah, we have the stupid story. Good Lord. Okay. Pro tip. You should try your best to be a good person, just not too good. A guy in Northern California saw an injured bear on the side of the road, so he decided to help it out. And it mauled him. Yep. It happened late last month near the Oregon border. They didn't release the guy's name, but he's 59 years old. One report said the bear... the bear get hit. But a later report said he hit the bear with his car. He felt guilty about it and got out to render aid. He tried to give it a boost up over a concrete barrier on the side of the road. This wasn't a cub, by the way. It was a full-grown 400-pound black bear. The bear didn't know he was trying to help, of course, because he's a wild animal. I mean, he's a wild animal, right?
Automobile.
Yes, he hit it with his automobile. No, it's not funny. It's very sad. Poor bear. Yeah, poor bear. He chomped down on his left forearm multiple times. An off-duty EMT applied a tourniquet to his arm and called 911. Wait, the guy was treated at a nearby hospital, but they didn't release details on his condition. Sadly, the bear didn't make it. I mean,
what a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yummy. All right. Do we have another story, or are we going to good news? Here we go. Here's a McFelony alert. Somebody stole a Ronald McDonald statue. Teenagers in Pennsylvania are being accused of the crime. It's a statue that's no longer made anymore. It was stolen from an area McDonald's. Here is the manager.
I was very angry. I woke up to a text with a picture of the wall, and it said, "Where's Ronald?" I'm like, so then when I checked the footage, you could see them in here horsing around a bit, and then it was busy, and they just scooched out the two side doors.
And, wow. Okay, do we have another one? Nope, we already played that one. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. What about this? Let's go with this one. A firefighter in Ottawa is recovering after another firefighter he works with gave him part of her liver. He had end-stage liver disease. Here's Matt Gobi and his colleague and donor, Gina McMillan, talking about Matt getting a new lease on life.
I feel 10 years younger than I did before the surgery.
I just feel as firefighters, we have this dedication to each other and leaving no one behind. I'm feeling energized and everything's healed up really well. And when I got to see Matt feeling better and up and walking around, it made any discomfort I was going through totally worth it. And that's what it was all about. And I would highly recommend it.
The risk, the cost, the discomfort, everything she had to endure to give me my life back. I don't know if there are words.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have the Hill City Slide coming up in August. visit hillcityslide.com August 22nd through the 24th. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Get your tickets and reserve your time slot now. Well, that is it. That is the program. We apologize for running a little bit behind. We had we got a little bit of a later start, and then we had some technical issues on some of our guest segments, and no excuse, by the way, because I mean I'll go as long, I'll do this until 9 o'clock at night. It doesn't bother me, but our apologies for running a little bit later than usual. That is the show. Thanks for watching.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global, radio
434.